for it's too.
And that was Desperado on the Don Henley Rock Block. You know, there's all kinds of ways to listen to Don Henley. My personal favorite is while coasting down a wide open Pacific Coast Highway. California moonlight shining from up above. How do you listen to Don Henley? That's the thing about Don Henley. There's no right way. And there's no wrong way to listen to Don Henley. Seriously, though, we'll start taking some calls. How do you listen to Don Henley? Yes, go ahead, caller.
Hi, hello. I'm not sure how best to explain this.
How do you listen to Don Henley?
No, I'm not calling about Don Henley. So I make a podcast.
Don Henley makes classics.
Sure, but I'm not interested. I'm not even that much of a Don Henley fan.
But how do you listen to him?
Listen, I make a podcast, and you make a satellite radio show, right?
About Don Henley. Yeah. How do you listen to him?
Okay, not answering how I listen to Don Henley. I don't listen to Don Henley. Look, somehow the broadcast feeds of our shows have crossed, okay? So everyone who's downloaded my podcast is getting your show.
And they all want to know how do you listen to Don Henley. How do you do it?
I don't know. I guess at some sort of reunion, and I don't go on the dance floor, but I just kind of stare at it. Wistfully, just sort of think to myself and feel overcome with the bittersweet sense of nostalgia. That's how I listen to Don Henley, okay? Does that answer your stupid question?
Hey, you, what did you just go and download? Giddy Up Rodeo. Specifically, season 3, and this is the first episode of Giddy Up Rodeo. It's okay if your first answer was porno. Makes the heart grow fonder, they say. Unless you're into perfect attendance, it's time to find out who's contracted AIDS. That wasn't applied for before. That wasn't applied for before.
Hello, folks, and welcome to Giddy Up Rodeo. We're no shirt, no shoes, no problem. Am I right? I said, am I right? Answer me. Answer me, listeners. Am I right? Sorry. Oh, God. Sorry. Oh, it's been a few months since the last episode, and I literally have not interacted with any human being since that recording, so sorry. My social skills are a little diminished. Anyway, so my apologies to the top of the show. Y'all missed an amazing 2-minute sequence. While you were listening to the feed for Don Henley Rock Block, whatever the hell that was, meanwhile, here on the actual show was probably the best 2-minute sequence, maybe in the entire span of this entire podcast. So I'm sorry the feed got messed up and you didn't hear that. But there's still more fantastic things to come, and we should probably just get right into it.
Kids would play with me.
Sorry, listeners, this is the cartoon ghost child who haunts my neighborhood. Oh. Look, you're interrupting the podcast I'm doing, but I also gotta say, look at you, you're drawn so cute. Look, you're just like a little floating marshmallow buddy.
I lost my whole family when they burned in a house fire.
Oh, I'm sorry, you just said something, didn't you? Sorry, I lost focus. I was just mesmerized by how cute you are. You're like a young Pillsbury doughboy. Your whole life ahead of you. Well, literally behind you, because, I mean, you're dead.
I wasn't in the house fire because I had been kidnapped. And the FBI didn't find me in time.
Oh, sorry. Again. I know you just said something, but I was not even focusing because you look so cute, you were drawn so cute, it just makes me want to, like, pick up an imaginary cat and rub my face in the cat. That's what it makes me think of. I'm lonely. I need to see people.
I'm a person.
actually, you are the ghost of a person. You're not.
Oh, golly gosh!
I am going to slap you, or just like crush you in my hands. You're cute. That's my point. You're cute. You're a very cute cartoon of a ghost child. Cartoon ghost child. Who wants my neighborhood? We don't have time to do this all day. Whoa! Hey! Hey! Sorry, listeners. These broadcast feeds keep getting switched. We gotta figure this out. I'm gonna work on that. And in the meantime, here's the next thing.
So I went to this meeting for this flyer I received, and at the meeting they gave me a beer and then said, hey, watch this episode of The Walking Dead. And then after the episode, they're like, hey, did you notice that in that episode there were dead people who came alive? And I was like, yeah. And then they're like, I want to introduce you to a friend of mine who also did that.
The Church of the New Church is a new church where we practice the idea that all people can indulge in the desires of modern life while still having a love for the Bible, a precious book we all love but have never actually read.
Well, I've been going to the church of the new church for like 3 weeks, and then me and some of my friends one weekend, we were, you know, popping Molly, and as soon as the MDMA went to my bloodstream and eventually made its way to my brain, it caused a neurotransmission of a whole lot of serotonin in my brain, which sent all these pleasure signals, which clearly meant I was having some sort of spiritual, metaphysical connection to Jesus and to love, and I knew what love was at that moment. Except I still don't get what gay people are all about.
The church of the new church is a new church that offers freedom from guilt. Even if you don't follow all the principles or rules of the very religion that we follow, you can project that judgment outward on the people who don't believe in the religion as you accuse them for not following a religion that you yourself don't actually follow.
So, I like publish a lot of books about how people can live better lives. Otherwise, I guess the only way you would describe my business model is white-collar crime. I've also sexually assaulted a lot of women, many of whom were family members and who were children at the time that the assault took place. But the Church of the New Church says I don't have to feel guilty about it. And if I've ever caught in public, I can just say, I feel real bad about it. And it's cool.
The Church of the New Church
is a new church designed by aliens.
But I don't know.
Novel.
It's what
But don't you want novelty? And if so, aren't you just projecting your needs and yourself onto the universe? And I would say, if anyone does something like psilocybin mushrooms, you would understand and realize that you are not projecting onto the universe, but that the universe is projecting onto you. Oh, there's a caller.
Mr. McKenna, I'm not really sure how to explain this, but the broadcast feeds of our shows have become switched, so my listeners, instead of hearing my podcast, are instead hearing an alternative lecture from you in the 1990s.
Well, I would say, if there's any sort of questions you have that are seemingly unanswerable, you should try psychedelics.
No, I'm good. I only like to see the walls cry when they're sad. Anyway, taking my show back now. Our guest for this week isn't here. Apparently, Frankie Litmus is afraid of ghosts. A grown man afraid of a cartoon ghost child. Anyway, so there will be no witty interview with Freddy on this episode. I'm sorry, listeners, we've disappointed you throughout with the feed being crossed and now with this guy just sitting in his car. And by the way, he drives a Toyota and it's not a Prius. Anyway, here's his song. It's called Confessions.
I didn't know that you wouldn't see what I really have inside of me. I apologize for falling into a trap of lies. I am sorry, you should have known that there's something wrong with my bone. I've got so many STDs. I've got AIDS, syphilis, and anal herpes. I'm sorry that I didn't tell you, but then you wouldn't have slept with me.
Really should be merchandise. But no, I don't know why the broadcast feeds are crossing. Why is this happening?
Well, do you remember when that happened?
Wait, are you asking if I remember when that all went at the very like first 2 minutes of this episode?
Yes! Oh my god, that's it!
That is so cool! Oh my god, I can't believe that there was a piece of information we planted in the first 2 minutes of this episode, and it ended up being the key to why everything's happening and what we need to do to fix it. Oh my god, that is so clever, right, listeners? Well, might as well go ahead and push that button now, Ghost. I said you might as well go ahead and push that button now, Ghost.
Pushing the button! It's not working!
What do you mean it's not working? It has to work. We've done everything it's asked for. What more? What are we missing?
Hey, remember that thing that happened right after the church's church?
Oh my god, you're right. We did that PSA, and in it, we planted that seed of information. That is exactly what we need to use now. We have to go and... then bring it around to the circle. And then we'll all be saved.
And I'm the perfect one to do it.
Cartoon Ghost Child reminds my neighborhood. It's time for you to fulfill your destiny. Do it!
I've got so many STDs. I've got AIDS, syphilis, and anal herpes. I'm sorry that I didn't tell you, but then you wouldn't have slept with me. I've got so many STDs.
That's going to do it for this week's episode. Sorry about all those problems, especially considering it was the first episode of a new season. It was also just the first episode in a while, and you ended up missing most of the cool parts, as well as the parts that were pretty vital to the overall storyline. So sorry you missed that, because kept crossing into other programs. Actually, not really. It just kept crossing into the Don Henley Rock Block, and then one time it crossed over into some Terrence McKenna reference that I don't even understand how it applied to the rest of the episode. Oh, the walls are looking sad. Well, should probably go stare into the deep abyss. Ooh, that's a good time to listen to Don Henley. Till next week.